Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Joining me now, we've got Gulf Breeze Managing Editor Melanie Cormandy. Hey, Melanie, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Good to have you. In the paper that comes out later today, you've got a story about I don't know if you want to call it the hokey pokey or the head jerk neck soreness syndrome, but the Navarre Beach Bridge, it's a toll, it's not a toll, it's not a replacement, we're going to have to pay for it ourselves, the feds are going to pay for it. It's kind of a sudden bit of news lately, right?
Yes, the Navarre Beach Bridge replacement study was put on hold again. But I do think that this time it's because the commissioners are trying to be smart and strategic with local tax dollars. I know that they already have, they've got the feasibility study done already for the bridge replacement, and they were able to get FDOT to pay for that, which is wonderful. We don't have to use local tax dollars for that. So they want to try to get FDOT to also pay for the next step, which is the project development and environmental study. Now, the reason why we have to ask for money for this is because, similar to the Bob Sykes Bridge, the Navarre Beach Bridge, it's not part of the FDOT highway system. So the studies, even the replacement of these bridges are up to the locals to do. It is not guaranteed state or federal money. So they're trying to do their best to get grants, appropriations, to talk to the right people, to try to get as much help as we can. So I do think that they're trying to be, taking their time in order to save money for the local taxpayers.
Can I ask you a question of ignorance, which is, I don't know the answer to this. 399, which is, the road that runs all the way from one end of the island to the other end of the island, you call it Via de Luna in Pensacola Beach, and, Gulf Beach, whatever the name of it is out on Navarre Beach, but it goes through the Gulf Islands National Seashore. That's a state road, right? That's a state road. So Highway 98 is a state road, and 399 I thought was a state road. I don't know who maintains it. Maybe I'm wrong and dumb about this, but... Mm-hmm. How did we get ourselves in the situation where two state roads are not connected by anything and the county's maintained? I mean, that's weird, right?
That's a great question. I'm sure there is an official you can write about that.
If only I knew some. You're right. I need to ask because I don't know the answer to that. That's right. No, I agree with you. I think this is a good thing because we have the chance of federal money now. The feds are interested in this because of the Hurlburt situation, realigning the bridge with 87. I mean, all of this makes sense to me, and I love Colton's suggestion that, Colton Wright, that, hey, let's wait on spending the money on the PD&E ourselves, because if the state is interested, then suddenly maybe they can solve some of these problems for us. It's the weird time when delay, waiting, and procrastination may actually have paid off for us, right?
I hope so. I think it will. I think it will.
Yeah, fingers crossed for sure. We had I'm sorry, go ahead. What?
Nope, I'm nothing.
We had a teenager from Gulf Breeze High was in the Oval Office not that long ago, right?
Yeah, this is really exciting. So on September 30th, President Trump, he signed a bill that added $50 million to pediatric cancer research. And we had a local girl, Carolyn Hendricks. She's a Gulf Breeze High School junior. She is actually a cancer survivor, and she's really involved in the local Rally Foundation. She was invited to go to the Oval Office and be present with the president while he signed this bill. She was there with several other cancer survivors and kids who were in various stages of pediatric cancer, and she was actually asked to speak to the president. So she got to address him and give him a speech, and she answered questions, and she just did a really, really good job representing Gulf Breeze and her poise and eloquence and speech. Her parents were really proud. She did a wonderful job.
Yeah, it was great. We saw her in the Oval Office, and it was wonderful playing some of the audio from that event. That was really, really, like you said, a very good thing. Mm-hmm. We got a fireman and police are doing a haunted house, but it's not too scary. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. It's the not too scary haunted firehouse and police station. It's this Saturday from 4 to 7. I would suggest going if you have kids. We took our daughter last year with her friend, and it's scary enough, but not too scary. It's free admission, free food, burgers and hot dogs. There's candy, and it's just a good time. You know, it's a good way to start off the Halloween season.
That's a very golf breezy thing to do. Is kind of like the light end of the spectrum for the young kids stuff. I love that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like the, you know, whether it's the various parades or the events or whatever, the, you know, the Trunk-o-ween kind of stuff. It's great. Last, you had the Citizens Academy program, which I was talking to Sam Abel about this week. I didn't realize that the only people who could ever be eligible for city boards were people who had gone through and graduated the Citizens Academy. I think that's great. It makes sense.
Absolutely. And this is such a good program. It's been going on since 2017, with a couple of years that it didn't happen because of COVID and mm-hmm. other reasons. But they have 12 people. They are selected to go through this academy over the course of 3 months, 6 sessions. These 12 participants engage with the various city departments. They tour facilities. They discuss current issues, and then they learn a civic involvement. And like you said, once they're done, they graduate. They're in a pool of other people who have graduated this Citizens Academy, and whenever the opportunity comes about, they can serve on boards and committees and that sort of thing. And if, even if they don't serve on a board or committee, they know so much more about how the city is run, which people don't realize how much the city does. And the city of Gulf Breeze is really well run, and it's really nice to have more people involved in what they're doing.
Just like all of our local,
yeah, no, it does. Just like everybody.
No, but it's actually a great point that it's both a recruiting tool for the city for people who might be interested in serving on these boards. It's a funnel feeder for potentially people who might be interested in higher political ambition because they get their feet wet doing that stuff. And it's also a good make sure that people are qualified and know what they need to know in order to serve in these roles. I think it's all good. And I was, like I said, I had not realized that that was the case, but I think it's a practice probably all of your municipalities and counties should be following. Melanie Cormany, she is the managing editor for the Gulf Breeze News. The paper comes out later today. Melanie, thank you for keeping us informed, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, and we'll see you in the breeze.
You bet. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Yes, I do. Let's see here. No accidents to report to you right now. If you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect about a 3 to 5 minute delay through that construction zone, but everything else is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you are considering that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality cars. And what they really specialize in is cars that are probably 1 to 3 or 4 years young, maybe 10 to 40,000 miles. They're going to warranty all their cars. It's included to 10 years or 100,000 miles because they only sell good quality cars. That's what they specialize in. And I tell you, because there's all kinds of cars to look at and shop among and pick and choose and drive different things. That's true. 300 or so on the lot. But they sell about half of those every month. That means that every month they have to acquire, right? If you sell 150, you've got to buy 150 in order to keep your stock up. That means they're always looking for cars. They're always out shopping, auctions and things, and, you know, looking at lease programs. And then individuals like you, if you've got a car that you're thinking about selling that's a couple of years young and it's in good shape, take it to them. They may buy it outright. Maybe you decide you want a little bit more money or something, and you might want a consignment, sell it through them. No fee for that. They'll do it, but it just might take a little bit longer, obviously. But if you've got a car, instead of selling it yourself, take it to Frontier Motors. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Oh, yes, it's a new thing. Thank you, John. I forgot to mention that our segment with the Gulf Breeze News is kind of new, so it is my fault and my omission. It is sponsored now by Dale's Marine Construction. Live the dock life with Dale's Marine Construction.
Dale's Marine Construction has been building high-quality waterfront structures in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties for 35 years, making Dale's Marine the leading marine contractor for seawall projects, riprap, docks, boathouses, and boat lifts. From planning and permitting through construction, the experienced foremen at Dale's Marine Construction are true craftsmen who do the job right. Get your dream waterfront installation started today and live the dock life with Dale's Marine Construction.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games?
Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Snoochie Boochie Noochies.
I came across this song by The Roots called Here I Come in the, I think it's the closing credits from Hancock, the movie with Margot Robbie and Will Smith.
Will Smith, yeah.
Yeah, so, or not Margot Robbie, Charlize Theron, excuse me. Anyway, and I'm like, The Roots, like the Jimmy Fallon and The Roots? And sure enough, yeah.
It is them?
Yeah, and a lot of that album you don't, it's... can't play on the radio, but it's pretty good music.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I know, and I love that song. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning,
Nancy,
David.
Nancy Pelosi says that local police can arrest federal agents that break California law during immigration raids. She made that comment Wednesday after President Trump said he was sending ICE agents to San Francisco. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Israel today after criticizing an Israeli plan to annex the West Bank. That move would apply Israeli sovereignty to all settlements in the occupied Palestinian region. Rubio said the plan could derail the U.S.-backed ceasefire in place between Israel and Hamas. And, well, I know you've been on pins and needles about the Broadway strike.
I have been.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, right there with you.
Yeah, absolutely. But a number of Broadway musicals will be, the strike has been averted. The Broadway League.
Oh, thank
The Broadway League and union representing the musicians apparently have reached
a
tentative contract
deal.
Yeah.
David, thank you.
So there you go.
Was that the third one? I wasn't counting.
Neither was I. Yeah, that was third.
Outstanding. 823 here on News. Man, yes. All right, 823 here. And I joke. It's an important part of our economy. It's an important part of the arts. I mock just a little. But yeah, it is actually. It's a good thing. Anytime a strike is averted, that's a good thing. I was watching The Daily Show the other day, you know, which I think Jon Stewart's probably the best comedian, period, at least on TV. And, I mean, certainly the fare of ordinary broadcast TV late night host is not stellar. you know, between him and John Oliver, you know, they're pretty fantastic. Yeah, I know they lean left heavily. That doesn't mean they're not great and smart and funny. But I thought this was so fascinating. I want you to hear something because it's good to be reminded every once in a while of how there are large segments of the population, not necessarily majority, but significant segments of a population that have a completely different reaction to something than you would or than I would. And I'm not saying you and I have the same reaction, but I'm going to play it for you and we'll explain why. It'll be kind of obvious. So this was the other night when he was explaining the show ahead.
Welcome to the Daily Show, ladies and gentlemen. We got a great show for you tonight. I didn't even want to tell you this. Senator Bernard Sanders, independent Vermont.
I'm letting it play on purpose. There's a world. there's a whole world in which Bernie Sanders is a rock star.
Bernard.
Yeah, okay, fine. Because these people really like him. And no, but them. That's not Christopher Walken, Bernie Sanders. I don't know. Anyway. I thought it was fascinating because my reaction to, hey, we've got Bernie Sanders was, okay, cool, watching something else. You know, and but their reaction wasn't just the applause sign applause. This was genuine adoration. They were chanting Bernie for the guy who didn't get to be a candidate for president because, you know, Hillary and the superdelegates and, you know, that non-democratic process, which was followed up by another non-democratic process. Anyway, I just, for me, it was one of those moments where, just remember, Andrew, as sure you are of your opinions and your views, just remember there's a whole wide world of people out there that are right next to you on Creighton. They're right next to you checking their groceries out at the Walmart, you know. They're in the movie theater. They're listening right now. Who love a Bernie Sanders. They love an American socialist. And just, it was, for me, it was interesting to be reminded. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
They were all hyped up on energy drinks. That's what they bribed him with. All right. Brought to you by
energy drinks and promises of free stuff.
Exactly. Brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Just one accident on the books right now. It's at North Davis Highway and Brent Lane. No roadblock associated with this, but I'm seeing some delays in that intersection. I-10, I-110 are back to flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. What else do we have going on? $300 a piece from Progressive if you have car insurance through them. Looks like that's what the governor said we were likely to get yesterday. So, cool. I'll take it. I don't mind getting a refund because they were overcharging us. That's fine. Settlement money. Just don't divert it $10 million to somebody's political campaign.
Oh,
did I say that out loud?
Yeah.
Oh,
you did.
Oh, it'll be fine. It'll probably be run by the attorney general or something. It'll be totally above board. I just can't make my mouth stop sometimes. I'm sorry. Not sorry. God, I'm going to be getting texts. I just know it. Oh, man. This is a kind of a health news sort of story. It's kind of interesting. The research indicates that if you do mental brain exercises, brain training exercises for 30 minutes a day, they took 10 weeks, they studied people 65 years and up, and they had them do these well-crafted brain development exercises, you know, actual exercise, not like, you know, think about regular exercise, physical exercise. It can be exerting, it can be non-exerting, it can be aerobic, non-aerobic, you know, just a casual stroll isn't the most strenuous exercise, right? Okay, so you might think, well, I already do brain activities. You know, I play Candy Crush, man. You know, I'm there. So they specifically said, no, we're talking about real quality cognitive exercises like, you know, the scientifically tested program at Brain HQ. It's targeted at attention and speed of processing. It pushes you to the limit. It can be a little bit challenging to do. We're not just talking about playing solitaire anyway. So they studied 92 healthy people, and what they discovered is that over the course of the study, you could get about a 2.5% increase, actually 2.3% increase in your chemical messenger acetylcholine in a brain area involved in attention and memory. And that does not seem like a lot, but they say that you lose about 2.5% per decade normally. So this is about a decade's worth of improvement, turning the clock back by about 10 years. But then again, I do what I do, and I did the math on this, and I thought, okay, so if you're spending 30 minutes a day on intense mental exercise, that's, you know, 2% of your life. And if you gain 2% and you cost you 2%, it seems a little of a wash to me. And I know it doesn't quite work out that way, but my thought was, you sure are working real hard to get that bump. But, you know, if 2.5% on your brain function makes a big difference and makes about a decade's worth of aging, then I guess it's good. I was just sitting there thinking, you know, what, doing crosswords and Sudokus does not count. Editing audio and reading, you know, articles does not count. I guess it does not. You got to do specific activities to work out your brain. So, whatever. It's more work for me. 8:30. Why not? Let's see. Classically Connected. News Radio is proud to welcome the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra Classically Connected, November 8th at the Sanger Theater. Listen to win tickets or get your tickets now at Ticketmaster or at the Sanger box office. Find out more at PensacolaSymphony.com. And the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk is coming up at Seville Square on the 25th, on Saturday, 8 a.m. kickoff.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Keep an eye on the pump. Oil prices rising again 5% after President Trump hit major Russian oil suppliers, including Lukoil, with sanctions. Secretary of State Rubio says Vladimir Putin keeps failing to come to the peace table with Ukraine.
The president has said repeatedly for a number of months now that at some point he will have to do something if we don't make progress on the peace deal. Today was the day he decided to do something.
The European Union also sanctioning Russian gas. Secretary of State Rubio in Israel now on the nitty-gritty of Trump's 20-point peace plan for the Gaza war and warning Israel against annexing the West Bank. The FBI arrests Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier after what the Wall Street Journal reports as an investigation into unusual betting activity dating back to a 23 game he played for Charlotte. Also arrested, Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups. America's listening to Fox.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's sunny right now, 57 degrees in Pensacola this morning. Police in Milton reporting an increase in scams targeting senior citizens. They say some of the methods are even being driven by artificial intelligence. There's two scams that have been reported in the area recently. The grandparent scam, the new twist on that, using AI to clone the likeness of a victim's loved ones. Scammers contact the elderly claiming to be a family member or claiming that a family member is in danger and demanding payment for their safety. The police say that leaves victims feeling pressured to comply. Another prevalent scam currently involving fake notifications from Publishers Clearinghouse, where victims are told they've won a big prize, but they have to pay the tax before receiving it. Police say victims can lose anywhere from $3,000 to $100,000 with these scams, and many people apparently never recover their money. Two plumbers from Larry Downs Jr. Plumbing in Pensacola assisted in capturing a suspected car burglar last week. The two plumbers were working a water main leak at Northwood Apartments.
An individual was seen trying to pull door handles on vehicles in the parking lot. The owner of a pickup truck that he was trying to get into was made aware of this. She came outside and saw him. She then got into the truck and followed him through the parking lot.
And that's PPD's Mike Wood. The victim asked the plumbers for assistance in contacting the police. The plumbers ended up chasing the suspect down and were threatened with a pipe. The incident was recorded on their Meta sunglasses. Police later arrested 22-year-old Eduardo Torres at a nearby church. Torres then later confessed to being in the country illegally. He's being held at the Escambia County Jail on $10,750 bond. Governor DeSantis says Progressive auto insurance customers will be getting a refund. That's because the company hit over $2 billion in profits. State regulations are now forcing them to return some money to their customers.
Not just for Progressive. A commissioner is in negotiations with the other major auto insurers to do similar, and we think a lot of this is going to be very similar.
And those rebates are expected to be about $300 per customer, depending on how long they've been clients. The money goes back to the clients as of December 31st. Well, if the federal government shutdown doesn't get wrapped up before November, SNAP benefits for low-income families and senior citizens won't be going out as scheduled. Food banks that could help bridge the gap, though, are already feeling the impact of the shutdown as access has been cut off to the USDA surplus.
Food banks like Whole Villages, food banks like the various pantries, et cetera, across Pinellas County, they're going to have less of that, that dairy product, the milk, the eggs and the cheese, et cetera.
State Senator Nick DeSegle from St. Petersburg, he also runs a nonprofit that supplies food banks and pantries, and says that they'll have to turn to supermarkets or fundraising if the shutdown drags on. He says he may ask State Agriculture Commissioner Wilton Simpson to help out. Some 2.8 million Floridians could be affected as they currently receive SNAP benefits. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
Back to rolling accident-free right now. I-10 eastbound right around the Highway 29 exit through that construction zone. Seeing just minor delays there. But everything else is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We will have a beautiful day today, starting off on the chilly side in the 50s, warming up near 79 degrees for your high, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 55. For Friday, mostly sunny skies, high near 81. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 62. Going into Saturday, a bit more cloudy with a high near 79 degrees, and by Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 66. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we've got 62 degrees with partly cloudy skies in Pensacola. Your money now this morning, looking at our markets. No big changes yet. The Dow's up about 16 and a quarter points, 0.03% at 46,606.68. S&P 500 up about a little over a tenth of a percent this morning, up 8.75 points, 67.08.20. The NASDAQ up 0.05% at 22.749 this morning. Looking at our 10-year bond rate, it is up slightly, 3.982%. Gold prices up just under $100 right now to $41.63 even. Silver up $1.30 at $48.98. Crypto market up across the board. Bitcoin up over $1,300 at $109,380. Ethereum's up 54 and three quarters, that is, at $38.65. Amazon Prime Video is making its NFL Black Friday game available to stream for free worldwide this year.
The game between the Chicago Bears and Philadelphia Eagles will mark the first time an NFL game on Prime Video is available to stream to non-subscribers. The game will be followed by an NBA doubleheader, which will also be available to stream for free. This will be the third straight year Prime Video streams an NFL game the day after Thanksgiving. I'm Matt Mattinson.
Some recent lottery winners say they used AI to pick their numbers. The Powerball players, one in Virginia, one in Michigan, say they used ChatGPT to pick their six-figure prize-winning numbers. Since then, more AI-powered apps have popped up, advertising ways to analyze previously played numbers and any patterns in drawings. It's 8:37, our next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
It's time for Pensacola's favorite fall tradition, the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival, happening November 7th, 8th, and 9th in historic Seville Square. Stroll through almost 200 artist booths, enjoy live music, grab a bite from local food vendors, and don't miss the Children's Festival with hands-on fun for all ages. Special thanks to Gulf Winds, Pods, Gulfside Landscaping, and WEAR. The Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival. 3 days of art, music, food, and family. Free admission. Details at ggaf.org.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Oh, okay. This is not going to be our, I don't know. Maybe it is going to be our topic of the day. It's mole day. I forgot. We missed mole day 2.5 hours ago. It was mole moment. You guys don't know that.
Well, let's have a moment of silence.
You know
now.
Avogadro's number, the mole number? No, nobody, nobody. Okay. 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd is the number of.
Sir?
Oh. It's the mole number. It's the, oh gosh, the
I
number.
You were talking about critters.
It's the number of particles in the mass of something that's the mass of its atomic number. Man,
I hope
that's close.
Oh, so it's not
close.
A critter, you know, a little animal.
I think that's actually
right.
Maybe
but either that or cancer awareness. I mean.
I didn't know.
35 years since I had to know that. Okay, so anyway. All right. You know what? I'm completely pivoting on the topic we're going to do for today.
Whew. Good idea.
Thank you.
No, to this.
Oh.
Never mind. Go to plan B.
Okay, here goes.
The enthusiasm is underwhelming.
No, you'll like this. You'll like this. Mm-hmm. Trust me. You know, come on. You trust me, right? You know me? Okay. Maybe you know me.
That's the
problem.
Yeah, okay. So the question, this is a question my teachers are going to hate me for asking. Mm. All the teachers in the audience are going to be so angry at me, but that's okay. They're already at school. It's all fine. Okay, question of the day. Tell me something you learned in school that you've never needed since. 437-1620, 437-1620, because you know what kids always say, I'm not going to need that in my life. You're right. might be at least a lot of times. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble for this. This is two topics today that are big trouble. The topic earlier, how much makeup should women wear? We did that for 15 minutes. Oh, it was great fun. Yeah.
Well, you waited till I wasn't here.
Well, I definitely hid that one from you for sure. All right, so 437-1620. Tell me something you learned in school that you never needed afterwards. John? Speaking of mole day and the Avogadro's number and all that. John?
I was going to say trig, but...
Yeah, all right.
I've never used that in my daily life.
And listen... John is like a radio guy, so you might think tower heights and guidelines and things like he would maybe have a need. No. All right. Now this is not so much. Nobody ever uses trig in their real life. Meg, 437-1620. Tell me something you learned in school that you never had to use after that.
Well, for a long time, I was on the advanced math track, so I was doing trigonometry, calculus, all that kind of stuff.
Integrals and derivatives.
I've never used any of it.
Yeah.
E equals MC squared, that one.
Okay.
Never used it.
Okay. Well, it's a hard one to use.
Well, I know.
I mean, it's hard to do the math, you know, 180,000 miles per second squared.
But I have.
Times the mass.
I am grateful, however, that I know how to count change.
Okay.
And I know a lot of the
But did you learn that in school or did you learn that as a cashier?
I think I learned probably in school because we had to do, we were doing multiplication tables and we had to do add and subtract and math and that kind of thing when I was little.
We just
little.
Don't okay. round up or round down.
Correct. Yeah, we had to do it, you know, learn how to do that
yeah.
on paper. So
all right, fair
I
enough.
Don't think kids know how to do that today, clearly, because there's, you know, they have computers and the cash figures it out for them.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you one that I have, this pains me to say this, because as when I taught logic, I actually used to teach this, and I used to do a lot of different things that were kind of like brain game training logic, because I think part of logic is just getting a brain that sees the world as an order-making operation, and so you're trying to, anything that teaches your brain how to order and organize things is going to facilitate your ability to do logic. That was my theory always. So we used to do, you know, new vocabulary words. We do all kinds of stuff. I had a fun logic class. But the one part, and everybody hated it, and other than having to teach it in class, I have to admit, I've never used in my real life sentence diagramming. Sentence diagramming is not the kind of thing that comes up, you know, in your casual sales call or when you're working as a waiter.
I've actually used it as a journalist.
Tell me more.
Well, it's having that knowledge when I'm actually writing something or writing a piece. It helps me tremendously to have had that.
How to do parallel structure, how to make sure that you're referring to the proper portion of the sentence in your prepositional phrase.
All of that, yeah. That's been very helpful. But I can see what you're saying.
So the structure of language is helpful, but the ability to write it with lines and dotted lines and put words in different places.
It's like the math thing. Yeah, you know, knowing the formulas doesn't necessarily help you add up the change.
Yeah, I don't know the quadratic equation anymore. I mean, I could probably make if I had to, but, you know.
This is why I do radio. This is the one reason.
So we don't have to use any of
that
nonsense.
I don't have to write all that down.
No, I should say this. Though I don't believe I've ever actually had to use it in regular life, I'm a big believer in the value of sentence diagramming for teaching you how to understand language and to be logical
there you
and
go,
coherent
see,
in your thinking
there
and structured.
For.
But you never have to use that in your adult life. Okay, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. Your text in a moment, 437-1620. John?
That's right. I-10, I-110 look good right now. Not seeing any delays anywhere in our area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Meg, what are you showing me? The Einstein's equation, the formula for relativity, for the conversion of mass to.
I remember.
Why were you, did you just speak in
She did.
Oh, no, I
she
didn't.
Did. I saw it. She's like, I remember. Oh,
no,
wait
stop
a second.
It.
She
stop
held
it.
The phone up
just
to her
second.
Mouth.
Just
like
for
it,
a second.
And not like the
well,
bottom
speaker,
of the phone, like you're holding it for a conversation, but the top, like you're telling the phone what to do, your digital assistant, instead of the microphone. It was the most beautiful mistake ever. Go on.
I don't know if I'm going to tell you now.
All right, fair enough.
No,
well deserved.
No, it's just I remember spending an inordinate amount of time learning E equals MC squared, Albert Einstein's theory, and it says means that energy E equals mass multiplied by the speed of light squared. So this means that the equivalence of mass and energy showing they are interchangeable and can be converted into one another.
And do not get destroyed. That's crucial.
A small amount of mass is equivalent to an enormous amount of energy due to the speed of light being a very large number.
Yeah.
And I learned that.
Yeah.
It was
that's why I said 180,000 miles per second squared, because that's... Okay, we'll move on.
186,000 miles per second. You're right.
Okay. 437-1620.
And it's been totally useless for me in my life.
Let's see. Somebody says, they never had to use in real life that I is the square root of negative one.
Oh.
Okay. No, that's... You're right. I mean, imaginary numbers are, by definition, they don't exist, so... all my love to the Mathnasium folks who listen. Somebody says, Austin! Oh, that, okay. I got confused. Your son, Austin. I was thinking it was Austin from Afternoon Show for a second. So anyway, math formulas. Yeah, I mean, you know the one bit of like applied math that you would use in regular life is if you learn a 3-4-5 triangle or 5-12-13 triangle. Those are useful in construction. If you're building something, or if you're just trying to, you know, make a post vertical or measure those.
That's why I don't do it.
I hire people for that.
Anything beyond basic math? That's funny. The anatomy of a frog.
I
have to use that in real life. That's funny.
You know, the heart is next to them. Go ahead.
Continue.
No, I was just...
Okay. Don says, I have not diagrammed a sentence even after school, ever after school. I use trigonometry every day, though. That's because they... The Mathnasium guy. Dear friends of mine. And anyway, I should have picked this time to do the Mathnasium ad. Oh, well, I make mistakes all the time. How to tell the difference between a real and a fake Swatch watch.
Okay.
You learned that in school?
No, I've never had an application for knowing iambic pentameter. Mm. Oh, yeah. No, you're right about that. That's a deep wound for your English teachers, though, for you to say that out loud. Let's see. Needing to make a, I don't know what kind of graph that is. It's just a chart graph. I've never needed one, but I have used simple algebra. You know, you probably have never. There's a lot of math answers to this question.
Yeah.
I'd like to know something other than math. I'll give you one. In my high school, we did square dancing in gym class.
Oh, yeah.
And thank God I have never.
Oh, no, we're doing it now. We're
square
doing it now.
Is fun.
Ding, 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 ding. Oh.
Okay, let's see. what is this? I don't know. Foiling? Is that fighting with an ape?
Fencing. Fencing.
Fencing is what
yeah,
that
foiling,
means?
Yeah.
Okay, first outside, inside last. Is that a. Oh, okay. All right. I'm learning something that I will also never use. Kids don't do long math anymore. The name of the inside parts of the frog that we dissected. There you go. Oh, plus Avogadro's number. There you go. Mm-hmm. Honoring the day and the time. You can celebrate again at 6:02 p.m. if you like. Sorry, I can't. Somebody says, hopefully the land surveyor that you hire uses trig every day. No, that's true.
Well, that's good. I don't.
Oh, word problems.
Oh,
if you're
gosh.
In a vehicle that was going the speed
right.
of light and you turned on your head. Oh, no, this is not a word problem. This is actually, this is yours, a reference to yours, sort of. It's a physics question. If you're in a vehicle that's going the speed of light and you turned on your headlights, would anything happen? That's a good question. It's a good philosopher's question.
Which is heavier, a pound of feathers or a pound of coal?
Well, that's good to know, though. Same weight. It's good to know. It's a pound. As opposed to the mass. Pi r squared, somebody says. No, but you use that when you're, probably when you're solving math problems. Probably don't know. Don't have to do that an awful lot in your. No, you know what? I have used pi r squared in my real life for a real application.
Why?
Really?
Oh, this is super, super turbo nerd stuff, though. You ready?
Maybe.
I actually one time I wanted to know which pizza deal was the better
the
value,
yeah.
And I had to do the area calculation in order to figure out whether two mediums is more than a large, and which price is a. Because that's how you answer that question.
It's okay.
Gonna just.
We still love you.
So, speaking of air conditioning, if you need yours repaired.
Nice segue.
Somebody did text in geographical knowledge, knowing the former leaders of the Congo or the capitals of Europe. I mean, if you travel, but yeah, no, a lot of the geography stuff is not necessary. It's good for trivia, and that's about it. I do remember, this is totally off topic, but I do remember one time I won money from philosophy trivia because the right answer to a bar trivia question where $50 was on the line was Plato, and I knew it.
That's cool.
It's the most I've ever made with my philosophy degree in real money.
At least it made money.
There you go. It made something.
All right. Back to air conditioning. Heating, plumbing, electrical, whatever you might need done inside your house. Peden can take care of all of that stuff. Robert Peden started the company back in, the summer of 69. Because he was hot and he wanted to cool down, so he learned how to do air conditioning. And sure enough, he learned how to do it, and then he expanded. They added electrical and plumbing and heating, and now everywhere from Tallahassee to Mobile, they do all of those things. High-quality installation, good-quality parts, reliable service, 100% satisfaction guarantee. And at Peden, when you choose the repair their professionals recommend, they'll waive the dispatch fee. And you will get a full year of SmartCare membership for free included in the repair. Both good deals. Call or book online at Peden, PEADEN.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops. And they come together here to drive growth and innovation. To bridge industries. To share fresh ideas. And to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants to spend every day at Play and Stay Pet Daycare while I'm at work. Good thing I can translate doggy. What's that? They're the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian? That's right. She says they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where she loves to play with her friends. Where are they located? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is located at 4220 Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Okay, come on, let's go. Good girl.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Woman! Whoa! Man! Whoa! Man! She was a thief, you gotta believe. She stole my heart and my cat.
Oh, that's a good one. Somebody sent in the thing they learned in school they never needed to know again was metric system. Yeah.
I mean, we do have an app for that.
Well, there you go. If you wait long enough, AI will solve everything. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, Highway 29, 98, 90. You're all looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, you know, this is not new. It's not news, but it popped up on my feed yesterday, and it was so good that I wanted to share it because I had not heard this before. But, you know, Congressman Tom Massey, okay, he's the one that Trump wants to remove from Congress because, you know, he's too sensible. Back in 2019, not now, but it's sort of relevant for now, but back in 2019, they were discussing a budget bill. And he was not happy with the nature of the budget bill, and so he got up to speak.
Gentleman from Kentucky.
Mr. Speaker, I have an amendment at the desk to change the title of the bill to a bill to kick the can down the road and for other purposes.
The clerk will report the amendment.
Amendment offered by Mr. Massey of Kentucky. Amendment, amend the title so as to read, a bill to kick the can down the road and for other purposes.
I love that they made the clerk read that. That's awesome. I guess I don't have this on great authority, but the Post also claimed, from Massey anyway, that I guess they changed the rules so maybe you can't do change the name of the bill amendments in the future, but that was pretty well done, sir. I mean, I appreciate that. Oh, we did get an update from Ray Palmer, who is retiring from his role at Pensacola Sports. He gave us an update on the $25 million John R. Jones Field conversion at Nine Mile, the one that they're going to go over to turf eventually from the, you know, kind of disrepaired grass that they are now.
They have selected, and they are in the negotiation of the first phase of contracting the design engineering. That contract should come to the BOCC in December.
So that's going to, you know, get let out for contract in December. I'm assuming it's going to pass because despite my best efforts to say no, they have decided to say yes. Anyway, timeline is kind of important here. When will it actually be usable?
After that is done, the RFP for the actual design and construction of the fields will go out that will follow immediately after that. And they are still basically on track for an early spring, probably more realistic early summer 2027 ribbon cutting.
And of course, I am sure they are already considering the whole kind of traffic management problem, which is how do you use fields while they're in the process of being renovated? How do you, align the downtime of the fields with the repair time and the replacement for the artificial turf? But 2027 is what they're looking at. Summer of 2027 is kind of the ideal there. Oh, one thing. I just put a post up on our Facebook page at News Radio 92.3. If you want to see pictures of the proposed, and it will happen, okay, but the Navy Boulevard renovation between Gulf Beach Highway and the bridge to NAS Pensacola, commissioners approved kind of moving forward with that $12 million project. The TPO gave a great presentation, Transportation Planning Organization gave a great presentation on this. I've got, you know, pictures of a lot of the, you know, how it looks now and how it will look in the future. It'll have digital signboards at both ends that can tell people, hey, don't go here to see the Blue Angels. That's useful. They're going to have, they're going to underground all the utilities. They're going to eliminate the third lane going northbound and turn it into a multi-use path. So that will be a multi-use path available. Trees, shrubberies, the Knights Who Say Knee, grassy medians, raised medians. What? Okay.
And the circle.
Don't get ahead of me, John.
God.
1,000 cars a day, they say, get turned around primarily because of people going to the wrong gate for Blue Angels stuff. And so they are installing what can only be described as charitably a turnaround or uncharitably as a roundabout. There's going to be, it's only a two-entrance roundabout, but it looks like a roundabout on the land side of the bridge so that people going the wrong way can go the right way with a roundabout. Don't say roundabout.
On air at 90-